Hi there, this is Tracy. Today is day one. It's just finished of a domestic violence conference in Vail, Colorado. Can't really see that beautiful view outside my room, but it's cool. I have not been in it since it was dark this morning, and I did not see that I had a view until this morning. But today's domestic violence conference, I am attending as a survivor of the Colorado Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And I am here to learn all kinds of stuff so that I can help you better. My first thing that I went to this morning was engaging children in the healing process. I got a lot of really cool information on how to talk to your kids. Now, most of this is geared towards the heavier end of domestic violence, but believe me, when we have been emotionally abused by a narcissist, as our children have, it's the same process to help them heal, to help them see what to do. We had information about housing and how people can get that. The upside down world of civic and criminal issues with victims. And I'm gonna just go through this little book here. I went to one that was on policy updates. In Colorado, I do work with the Coalition Against Domestic Violence. They are the ones that change the laws and the policies. And their presentation today, while not new to me because I've been working with them for a year, was rather interesting because it gave me insights on how you, no matter where you live in the US, can be getting involved in these kind of discussions and get onto a survivor caucus like I am, where we testify in the Senate and the House to help change laws. So that was a kind of cool one. Let's see, I went to one that was supporting adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse, practical tips for advocates. And for me, what I took away from that was that while they were talking about child sexual abuse, there's so many elements for all of us that have been abused as children to have the same kind of guidelines and help. So that was a pretty cool course and a cool workshop. They have things for men, they have things for deaf survivors, and the keynote speaker at lunch was so cool. Her name was Tracy. I loved her. We are gonna go talk at the after party, which I'm heading to now, but I wanted to burn this before I forget all the stuff. She was a huge advocate against Black Lives Matter and the specific indications in domestic violence, both for the police and the laws and the victims. So that was pretty cool. Then we had domestic violence advocates and attorneys that I just was the room moderator. So I got to sit at the front and hold up little sheets of paper telling them that their thing was about to end. What I got out of that for us was a lot of these legal services that victims can get, what I learned is that they're not everywhere. And I asked the important question is, how does someone in Kentucky find these legal services? If you can't afford a lawyer, you are entitled to one, but there are agencies. So the first thing they told me to have you reach out to is certainly a domestic violence hotline, and they would put you in touch with the coalitions against domestic violence. From what I understand, every state has one and they have the resources. So the coalitions are up here giving policies down to all of these smaller organizations across your states. So when you contact the domestic coalitions, they would then funnel you into whichever agency you need and that's in your area. So I just am having the best time, and I have to go meet all these wonderful speakers and all these people. And obviously the wind is picking up, so I will say goodbye and thanks, guys. And from, where is our picture? Beautiful Greenvale, Colorado. This is Tracy. Have a great day.